Hi, everybody. I'm Beth English, and I'm joined here with my friend Sergio. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Beth. How are you today? Good to see you, like every Wednesday. Good to be here.
It's always good to see you. I have so much fun talking with you, and I love connecting with the communities online, like seeing their comments, how they like the videos is like the best ever.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're always also open to your suggestions, my friend. So, you know, let us know what you would like to hear about.
Definitely. One thing that I've been doing is connecting with a lot of artists online through these videos. And I've been learning about their artwork and I've been seeing the things that they're making. And what I've learned is that I have found so many artists who create work intuitively for healing, for opening their hearts, for connecting with themselves better. And I think that's just been such a blessing to me because that's the kind of work that I make. And so when I meet other people who are doing that type of work, it just makes me feel like I'm even more in like this bigger community of intuitive painters and people who really use the process of making art to make themselves feel better. So today we're going to talk about how to use art for anxiety.
Oh, that is cool. Kind of to help us navigate through anxiety and, yeah, I think that's great. Especially I think right now, because everything that's going on, there's so many reasons to be anxious about.
Yes, there's a lot of people who are, you know, fighting with just a lot of the extra pressures that have been put on us throughout this pandemic with changes in our jobs and changes in our children's schools and things like that, that I have really noticed that the artists in the communities that I'm a part of have been using art to create, to release their anxieties. And I think it's just important to talk about because for those people who use art to create, to heal, to tell stories of healing and transformation, the reason they picked up a paintbrush in the first place was because they were looking for a way to express themselves when they didn't have the words. So how many artists in your community do you know of that use this process themselves?
Well, I know there's many. I know there are many who do that as well. And yeah, many of them actually began, just the way you say it, because they were looking for an outlet in which they could release some of this energy or in which they could also really almost like, you know, separate a little bit ourselves from the world and the news and everything that's happening. Do something that kind of brings you more joy, that brings you healing, you know, in that way. So yeah, definitely, I know many of them. And that is wonderful, you know, to be able to do that. And, you know, some people pick a brush, some others pick an instrument or poetry or a book. So I think, you know, it can happen in all the creative, you know, expressions that we know about.
And I think it's really important and it's our responsibility as creators to be encouraging others to create as well, because we know how good it is for us. We know how it makes us feel. So I feel like with this topic, I may be preaching to the choir. But it's important for us to relay that message onto our family and friends as well and give them information about how they can begin. So my first point is how to begin, because that seems to be the barrier for a lot of people. And for some of the clients that I've worked with, that I've taken them through my process of painting, it's because they needed to have an outlet that they didn't know how to start. They were confused about the materials. They were confused about like what to paint on and just everything that has to do with creating. They just, because they didn't know, they didn't begin. And so I think it's important that we as artists share, like, you know, resources. Maybe it's our own process. Maybe it's just, you know, giving the people in our family a coloring book and a box of crayons sometime. You know, like if we can make it easier on them to get involved, to get into creating, then the more likely they are to pick it up as a practice for themselves. So I'm curious, what do you feel like is the first step into starting to create?
Well, I think one of the first things is having that will, that desire to wanting to do something, right? Because you can come and tell somebody about it, but if they don't have that desire to actually do it, then it becomes just a chore or a task or something that they have to do. But having that desire to do it, I think then after that is getting started with some basic tools. You know, you don't need to have the most fancy equipment or the best brushes or you just need a mark making tool. And then start there.
A process I've learned about recently called neurographic art is really interesting. All you need is a piece of paper and pen, some markers, And there's lots of videos on YouTube that you can search through and watch and get started. And what it does is it connects your brain to your hand, and it just allows you to like draw what you feel is coming through your mind. And so it really creates a strong connection. And if you're open to feeling it in your body, you can feel a sense of peace come over you when you're going through the process. And so if you're someone who, you know, struggles with anxiety or panic or some other like mental health things, then drawing and creating is a wonderful way to just sort of pour peace over your entire body. Because what it does is it gets you out of your head and into your body and into your hand and into your eyes, and it's awakening your senses because you're seeing what you're drawing on the page. Right. You feel the materials in your hands, and it really is a calming experience. And I bet if you just do this for 30 minutes, like, you will definitely feel the effects of how powerful creating art can be. Sergio, right. When you're working, do you feel that sense of peace like come over you?
Yeah, I mean, it's like when, you know, we as artists and I enter into my me zone, right? Which is kind of like the time in which I can be by myself, with my thoughts, with my ideas, and with my desire to put something, create something that wasn't there before. And something I wanted to mention too, Beth, as you were speaking about, you know, this idea is that it can work for also at any age, you know. And I was thinking about my kids, you know, they're now teenagers, and, you know, they live at home here with an artist, but they're not always thinking about art. You know, they have their own interests and things, and they love music and other stuff. My son, particularly this summer, you know, he's about to go to the university. And of course, now with the pandemic, he's staying at home for a while because the university closed. And throughout the summer, you know, he's working and things like that. You know, so they also have that anxiety of, you know, what's going to happen, or this is a pivotal time for him. So he actually started drawing. So he uses up an iPad, and I didn't tell him anything. He just started drawing and drawing and drawing. And actually, it grew up into a business by now already. You know, he started putting it out in social media, and other kids his age started to like his work, and now he started to sell it. So, you know, I know this activity helped him to also, as you said, you know, kind of release some of the anxiety. So, you know, college, that's a big anxiety, you know, where you're going to go, when you're going to go. Now add to that the pandemic or what's going on right now. So he's spending hours, you know, drawing. And I like that, you know, because he's really letting that energy be released in a positive way versus seeing something negative, which could easily happen at that age.
Right. And I think the beauty of creating is it allows you to connect even deeper to yourself.
Right.
And it shows you more about what is capable, what you can do. And the fact that he used it without really thinking that it would turn into a business later, like, that's amazing to hear, because that's what I think a lot of people do, is they see how powerful it is and how much it makes them feel good. And then they're like getting attention. And that's what I wanted to bring up next in my next point, was that when you create, I know it feels really personal and vulnerable, and you want to keep it close to your heart, and that's fine. But I would love to encourage you, if you're doing this, maybe you're encouraging someone to do this for the first time, that you go out and you share what you created, because the conversations and the connections that come up after talking about art, I think creates a bond and creates something within your body too that makes you feel like proud. And it's just a wonderful way to extend that practice of creating. Not only are you making the work, but you're talking about the work with someone else. And I think that is a ripple effect that I know I'm passionate about, creating positive experiences and having them ripple out beyond me. And so one thing I did in my community for years and years was host a show and tell event. And artists would come together, we would talk about our work, we would get inspired, we would feel good, we would feel like we knew the people in our community even on another level, because we were sharing something vulnerable and it resonated with all of us. And so I think that there's a power in speaking about art too.
Yeah, the sharing part is so important and so amazing. And here's the thing, you know, because when you jump into some creative endeavor like art, music, or whatever it may be, you know, not everybody is necessarily wanting to do a career out of it, you know, as we've been talking about, for many people, it's just for a healing process. So then that kind of moves you away when you're sharing it and you contextualize why you're doing this, you know, into a way like it removes the pressures of, well, I have to create a career out of it, because that's not the point. That's not what I'm making, right? It may sometimes turn out that it becomes that in the future, but after you keep making a lot of it, but you know, that impetus of creating it for the right reason and then sharing that with the world, you know, it's a great thing. And you'll find, I think, in those cases that people come in and actually give you encouragement and way to go, and you'll find others who may be in the same boat for any type of creative endeavor that you may have, even like something as simple as cooking. When I started, you know, getting into the kitchen and cook, which it wasn't something I did until I was, you know, an adult, you know, and I started sharing that, you know, people started sending me recipes or sharing things, you know, because we tend to help each other out when those things, you know, are shared with others, or commonality as human beings, I think comes around.
And I think that's a great way to end our video today. You guys, thank you so much for watching. And if you are out there creating and helping other people create, just know that you're doing a beautiful deed for our world, because we need people out there to be expressing themselves in a positive way. And I believe in art and art making, and talking about it, it can be extremely transformational. So thank you guys for watching. And Sergio, where can our friends find you online?
So you guys can find me on Instagram at Sergio Gomez Art, and on the web at SergioGomezOnline.com. How about you, Beth?
I am on Instagram and Facebook at Beth English, and you can find me at BethEnglish.com. And I hope to see you guys here next Wednesday. Every week, we'll be bringing great conversations to you. Have a great week.
Don't forget to share. Don't forget to share. Bye, Beth.
Bye.
Awesome.